Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode. Today, or the last few days, were really chaotic from a certain point of view. Just to be very upfront, I'm not sure if this should be... I'm literally treating it as... It's just doing it for fun, for me. It's just so... I genuinely like so much freaking enjoy recording videos. It's been the thing that I always wanted to be doing since the age of like 7 or so. I still remember like when I was in even preschool, in kindergarten, I was always just like creating big models of ships, and just I would be traveling the world shooting videos. I wanted to be an actor when I was like 11. I told my grandfather that, like, okay, I'm gonna be an actor in Hollywood, and just ridiculously big dreams for some reason. And yeah, I mean, like, it's so much freaking fun, so I'll just keep it up for me. Cool. There are many things, or like a few things I want to go through with you. The first one is the power of focus. Actually, today I went through some materials in terms of actually becoming good. Becoming good at certain things. Like, in the last 4 months that I've been super focused, that I've hit, actually this week it's gonna be 2,000 hours, so I'm just literally thinking of how I'm gonna kind of like celebrate this. But yeah, it's just like literally the biggest factor here for me right now is just super focused. Like, the more focused you are, the better your output is. So kind of like just not working on so many projects at the same time, but rather just working on one, doing the same thing for a long enough period of time, and eventually you just kind of create this winning loop that just takes you so much further ahead. For example, for me, doing these podcast videos or whatever it is for like 150 days straight, it just kind of brought me forward so freaking much in terms of my ability to communicate, even the like in general how confident I feel on camera and stuff like that. I mean, these are skills that you can teach yourself or learn how to do. It's pretty much just a behavior that you need to train yourself to follow. And yeah, so just kind of like wanted to draw up on this. Cool, where to start? Yeah, the thing here is that like the last 5 days or so, I've literally been just so scattered all around the place because... I've actually accidentally took on two additional tasks or two additional projects on top of what I was doing until now, and it just completely took me out of the whack. The biggest factor when you have multiple projects on which you're working on is the overhead, and it's actually like the overhead that you're still thinking about different tasks that you're working on, and you're never finishing the main ones you want to finish. I'm just thinking what the audio is working right here should be. So yeah, even like having or living a very simplified life in terms of working 16 hours a day and tracking it, it still pays off if you just freaking focus on one thing. Like for me, it's all about just kind of like simplifying your life to its purest essence, and then just pinpointing like a sniper those things you want to achieve and just going full out into them. And just being very clear about the things you want to have in life and the things you want to achieve and stuff like that. For me, like genuinely speaking, since the age of 13, when I've been in a very, very bad shape, I've been looking at some photos from 2014, which is literally 10 years ago, and December 2014, so like 9 years, almost then. And like that was the time when I was starting working out. And just looking at all the years, how they have passed, one of the greatest things that I'm really proud of and that literally has contributed the most to the quality of my life in terms of how I actually perceived that was the freaking shape that I've been in. It's very, it might sound very, very weird, but I'm just like that kind of person who just really focuses. Like, I don't care about cardio, I don't care about anything else, I just like freaking want to work out, and that's my thing. just being a six pack, being super jacked all the time. And that's even the thing for me that, when I'm considering traveling, I'm usually considering like, okay, where am I going to have access to the gym? Because like gym is a great place. You just go there, you leave all your emotions outside. You just kind of like finish what you've started, kind of like trains the basics of discipline you even have. What I found even better to work even better is just have a private gym and just do all of your workouts there and pretty much don't have to talk to anyone else. Because when I've been traveling to a public gym, it was always been pain in the ass. I was just literally spending so much time going there, going back, seeing all these people that I didn't really want to see. Just to give you in context, like I found out, like right now I kind of find myself to be quite a bit isolated life. I don't really treat it as anything bad. I literally meet so few people every single day. But at the same time, like the type of people I meet every single day, like I just really pinpoint them, and it's very important that we're aligned on the visions we're creating. The team, for example, we have on board in a few of the projects where I'm involved in as well. Like all of these things, it's so to say they play with each other. And if you're just surrounded by a few people, but the people are really great, that's great. It's the same thing as like I'm a great minimalist in terms of, for example, for me, if a room is not cluttered and if there are only a few things and it fulfills its purpose, like that's it. I don't need a lot of things. Like literally, I want to just revamp my entire wardrobe with and have black t-shirts, like black t-shirts, but new ones. Like just literally, that's the only thing I want. I want one perfume. I want everything has to be streamlined for me to actually be able to and get the most out of the things that I actually want to get the most out of. So like that was even a thing for me that, and that's even one of the reasons why I enjoy like living here so much. Like literally out of all of the places where I've been to, I haven't yet found a place that would be on such a high level. I mean, I found a few, I was considering them as well, but at the end of the day, I mean, like my next stops for that I really feel where I'll actually move will be Dubai, and I'll be searching for something very similar there. Like essentially very close to all like bigger landmarks. I'm thinking of Dubai Marina. Dubai Marina is a very, very nice place, so I would like to go there. The second part, or maybe like close to Burj Khalifa. The second part is that I want to have the ability to be social, but and like good quality of social contact, but at the same time not just being in a high quality and established neighborhood. The third part is what's the third part? Like access to food, or like somehow figure this out. Nice view. I mean, at the end of the day, like literally, I've been thinking about just like that's the thing today. Like we're thinking about like, okay, you're gonna go and move into like that was my vision, going and moving into like 70th floor of one building in Dubai Marina and just having a very nice view and pretty much just working from there. Whereas right now, I'll buy it very soon. You can just pretty much spend like 3.5K on Apple Vision Pro and have as many screens as you want and be like transport yourself to whatever place where you want to actually be. It's literally ridiculous. And I'm so freaking excited about these things. Literally, you can just see it on myself. It's not about how much things you can add into your life, but about how much things you can remove and still keep your life complete. The thing is that like I'm literally just rethinking everything systematically from a certain point of view, and everything is just about balance and like also managing and hedging your downside, because the more upside you get, like sometimes you also get more downside. The fact being that, like for example, my parents, they've built a huge house, like literally a huge mansion, compared to the other houses where they're like in the neighborhood. It's a freaking huge house. And like just literally now seeing how much stress and positive emotion it brought them or is bringing them compared to the amount of stress that went into the construction and planning and everything else, the risk reward is out of whack here, which means that like just taking a learning point from that I really want to focus on actually going out there and like the 4-hour work week, the new rich lifestyle, like that's something I want to pursue and even kind of like elaborate on even a bit further. Is that just okay? I mean, like, have all these dreams that you, or have all these dreams that you want to accomplish, and just like go out there and do whatever the heck you want. Even ClickFunnels, funnel hacking, like these communities. Even like I'm flying to Miami in about 3 weeks from now. Super excited about that. I'm just going to Grant Cardone 10x and then the whole movement that's there. So planning to meet a few cool guys there. And yeah, it's just like I'm literally that type of guy who has always wanted to do this stuff, who is just super excited about doing cool stuff. Like if you want to ask me like what do you really want, I just like want to explore, I want to reach new heights, I want to do stuff that I've never done before. At the same time, kind of like becoming more clear about the things that I'm actually want to be engaged in, and like even the type of life that I want to live. For example, I know that I like to build stuff. I want to become an expert at the stuff that I'm doing. At the same time, I just know that, like, rather expert at execution and making things happen rather than being an expert, for example, in coding, because that stuff, I'm horrible in that stuff, or at least I don't have the experience. I have a bit different type of thinking. I'm more of a people type person that I just, even though I'm, like, that's the thing, even though I'm more introverted from a certain point of view, that if you ask me about like, okay, what's the craziest trip that you could, like right now, okay, what's the craziest trip that you can think of? And for me right now, it's just, there are multiple. One could be that I would just take my dad and I would just like fly him out into the US, which we should be doing it perhaps in the next year or two, and just take him with a bicycle and just go and, or taking him on a road trip to all the national parks there right now. And like, okay, like literally that's the perfect life for me. Just being out there, being in the nature, being somewhere stuck where there's no one else. You're just like literally on a desert. There's nothing else. And those moments, even as I've been traveling in the US, like those moments, even when you're traveling, like, for 6 hours doing road tripping, that was the thing that excited me the most. And at the end of the day, these things cost nothing. I've been to parties, I've been to like literally the most prestigious clubs in Miami, and I've gone there and I was like, what the fuck is this? I've been bored, like I spent so much money there, more for the entire road trip. I've been like, what the heck is this? I didn't enjoy it at all. I didn't enjoy the type of people who went there, just like some girls that wanted to hook up, like literally like one woman with kids that were sleeping upstairs in the hotel was speaking to me and hooking up with me, and weird stuff happened there. But just okay, like what's that? There's even this thing that you have decreasing returns. Like the more exposed to a certain thing you are, the lower your level of stimulation is that with that. For example, if you want to know, like in the last few days or in the last 6 months, I guess, like last 4 months, I trained myself to eat chewing gums, because that's kind of like helps me to just focus. And when I eat them, I have less appetite to actually eat, which means that I'm decreasing my caloric threshold, which enables me to get a bit more lean. So, and with that being said, I first like started chewing one chewing gum, and then now I like a few weeks ago I started chewing two and then three and then four, and then it just like kind of went up and up and up until now I'm like just literally going for one bar like this every single day. I mean, I'm gonna probably just ramp it up down, but I'm using it literally just like to cope with stress and everything else. Just okay, we're gonna make it having it intact. So yeah, I mean, like, and the thing here is that I've done that last year. I literally went to all these big things. I've gone to Hawaii, dove with sharks, jumped from an airplane. Like literally, those things were so great. One of the best experiences of my life. But once I've done that, after 1.5 months, I'm literally in a feeling that okay, like just screw everything. I just freaking want to work and just work on myself. I like on the things that I've been working on. So at the end of the day, it's just like even from my point of view, it, like having the balance, and for example, having 4 holidays in a year that you're gonna actually go on a like spend a holiday somewhere, and then in between that just working on some stuff, I guess like that's very important. At least for me. Like you can, like even my point of view, if, I mean, for sure, no one knows how long you're gonna live, for sure. I mean, I'm not sure how long I'm gonna live, for sure that. A few concepts here, you already kind of like, from my point of view, you already know how it feels like not to live, because like just, okay, think, if you've been born, let's say like, in the year 2000, then okay, try to think how you felt in the year 1999. Like, okay, great, you just haven't been here, time didn't exist, everything happened at the same time. Because, yeah, time wasn't a thing for you, because you essentially weren't here. So, like rethinking things like that, and, like, in terms of that, like, the thing you fear the most will happen anyway. And why just to fear it? Like, why to fear it? In 200 years from now, you're not going to be here. And who cares? Like, okay, that's great. Like, okay, you're going to be now afraid, and we'll just try to somehow change it. Nothing will change either way. And like, on the other hand, you can just like be here, enjoy the ride, do whatever the heck you want. That's great. At the same time, I guess like I have a bit of, I'm not sure if it's just like fear from getting old. I guess like that's more of an urgency that I have to actually go out and do all the stuff that I know that I should be doing and just literally I want to be doing. So that might be a thing as well. But yeah, I mean, like just having the time constraint about the things that you want to go and achieve, I guess like it's very, very good. Okay, I'm not sure how to just set up the camera. It's way better than just to kind of like waste your time. And literally, I just like, if you just count it out, you have like 360,000 hours. If you're 20 years old, like you have like 360,000 hours until you turn 80, which isn't that much at all. I'm gonna hit my 2,000 hours right now in terms of the time I invested since the 5th of November actually into the things that I'm gonna be working on or I'm working on. And now just reworking the allocation of the time and like the things that you want to be working on in terms of like even my point of view in this, like just playing it safe and buying like stupid stuff that you don't need. Even for me right now, just kind of like the freedom for me and having certain values fulfilled is way more important than just trying to flex and have some things just to, I try to eliminate as much complexity out of my life. I have nothing, like that's a weird thing as well. I have nothing to eat in my house, like in my entire house, in my entire flat, I have nothing to eat. Anytime I want something to eat, I just literally go out and take it from the shop, which takes me like 2 minutes. I do that because it helps me to not to eat too much throughout the day, as well as I just, I'm more focused and I have a few breaks here and there, just go for a very quick walk, run down the stairs and just take anything I want. My entire grocery store is my shop or is my fridge. I can literally take anything I want. So I go there like five times a day. Like, don't ask me about productivity. It's just about taking these breaks and just rethinking my thoughts and then being more focused once I come back. Like once you establish a certain benchmark, it's I would say a lot about just like minimizing your downturns, even in terms of, for example, me and my financial goals, etc. Like I'm not seeing them anywhere close to where I actually want to be. With that being said, like, okay, great, I took a few detours here and there. In the meantime, it's been a freaking blast in terms of the things that I've done. In terms of even like, I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink. I like don't do any like weird stuff. Very, very rarely. The last time I actually drank alcohol was, I mean, I'm not sure if I should be even sharing this year. It was in Vegas. And even the reason why I did that was that actually, it was the first time that I've been in the US. Before that, I didn't drink alcohol for like another 2 years or so. And it was just like, it was so much freaking fun. It was so much freaking fun. I like Vegas. It's just like a city where things happen. A lot of people come there every single year, and like a very similar place for me than that is Dubai. So I'm just gonna probably try and relocate them there at least for a few years, and then just go ahead and do some stuff in terms of like just living your dream life. Like that's a disproportionate return. Like even when it's the first time, you're gonna have the most pleasure from that. And if you're seeking pleasure, like then it's great. Just kind of like detour from the traditional path, at least like if you're really committed, because I've seen people like from top business schools, even a few days ago or a few week ago, like there was a meeting with like the 60, his net worth is in the multiple nine figures. He's a guy who is the CEO of, I'm not sure, one of the like the 61st biggest, yeah, Cisco, 61st biggest company in the entire world has been here. And okay, it's great. It's not just about earning money. It's a lot more about just going out there and I would say like earning money when you're young. That's more important. But like once you get to a certain threshold of actually the money that you earn, then you kind of like just start focusing on different stuff. And yeah, for me, it's just like being jacked. Like that's a supreme thing here. You just feel so freaking great every single day. But the biggest factor here is that you get jacked not by just working out, but a lot more by actually just taking care of the diet that you have, which also implies that if you self-impose certain limitations of, for example, the foods that you eat, and then you go out and actually apply them, and maybe like just transitioning this to different parts of your life, like your freedom comes from the things that you aren't doing. And sometimes that's a great painting, or like for example, it was even as, who's this guy, Michelangelo. Yeah, Michelangelo's David, the statue. It hasn't been created by the process of addition, but rather by the process of elimination, that every single piece of stone that wasn't needed for the finest definition of a masterpiece was just eliminated. And that's it. What else? I mean, yeah, like it's important to just have a bucket list and go after it and do all the things you ever wanted to do. Right now, I'm thinking about going to Dubai, and actually that's a thing I'm rethinking. So maybe I'm going to go to Dubai in June or July just to celebrate that I'm finished university. Yay. And be there We'll see. I'm not going to stay there for longer than 1 week because I'm just going to burn. Yeah, as I was saying that, right now it's way more important for me just to have access to the gym. And like, even when I've been traveling, literally, like, you feel that, okay, you're great, you feel great, you're traveling, you're meeting people, you're in Hawaii, you're in Bali, you're here and there. Like, those things were even a bit more stressful for me. Like, they were more stressful, but at the same time, like, okay, risk reward but stuff. I'm able to get much more done here. I would say, like, I definitely want to travel. I want to travel to all the countries that are out there. Once you travel, like, these are the skills that you gain. Like, okay, once you travel, you can get into the whack of how it actually works. You just fly wherever you want. You just figure stuff out. But as far as it goes, I just really want to just focus on the main things. If you just kind of live in Europe, like, these things, like, okay, if you just want to determine the quality of life and just somehow benchmark it, like, yeah, many things that really go into that. Like, for example, the education that you have, the skills that you have, the capabilities that you have, the connections that you have, the friendships that you have, the relationships that you have, like, it's very hard to say, the background that you have. Like, for example, if a person comes from, like, Yemen or a place like that, Somalia or Afghanistan, okay, it's great. Like, I mean, it's not great. With that passport, you can travel almost anywhere. I had a friend, he was coming from Kazakhstan, and when he wanted to enter the US, like, they literally interviewed him for, like, 30 minutes and asked him, okay, like, will you commit terror, or did you come to the US to commit terrorism or something like that? I was like, holy crap. So a lot of things that you have in life, you could be grateful for, or even, like, just from my position, that great, I've been born into Slovakia, which many people might say, like, okay, it's another good of a country, but at the same time, okay, great. It's super safe. We have the country is developing. I would say it's one of the nicest countries in the world based on what I've seen. It's very pure. It's not internationalized. It's very, like, not a lot of people travel there. We have people say that we have our problems. At the same time, it's just like, okay, it's a great country to be in. It's very small. You can travel to anywhere you want from, literally, just like 1 hour from my home. I have an international airport. I can just travel where I want. Well, like, if it's US, if it's Taiwan, if it's Singapore, Australia, you can just travel wherever the heck you want. What else? The living costs and stuff in our country are pretty reasonable. At the same time, people are super nice. I'll probably just return to my country at the end of the day, but I'm, like, right now, I just want to kind of travel a little bit more. What else? Like, if you just go to the US, like, that was the thing. I've been in the US for 1.5 months, just thinking, okay, like, LA, this is so freaking great. Like, they're great places, but at the same time, I just came to Vienna and I was mesmerized for a bit. I just been thinking as I was walking, because I just wanted to take a walk from the train station back home. It was like 1 a.m. or so for cardio, burning calories because I ate so much in the airport or in the airplane, so many burritos. And as I was just going through the city, I just realized, like, okay, it's so much better than all the U.S. cities in terms of, okay, you just, in the U.S., you are afraid to go out during the night. You have homeless people sleeping all around the place. You have, like, crazy people doing some weird stuff and, like, doing some, you know, like, weird stuff there. You just come here and everything is perfect. You have, like, great food in the supermarkets. It's reasonably priced. It's super tasty, super healthy, no GMOs. Not many things to change. Whereas in the US, like, great, I've been to Hawaii. I just kind of woke up at 5 a.m. I worked until, like, 12 p.m., then went to the gym, which took me, like, the way there took me like 45 minutes just because of how far away it actually was. Then 45 minutes back. Yeah, I mean, you have many things that you can be just so fucking grateful for, and many times we're just not kind of realizing them. And even for me, I want to go back to Bali and stuff, but just right now, I really want to be focused on the stuff that I'm working on. In terms of, like, the thing that I've been even speaking about before, big one, I'm like, just literally just going through all the kind of, like, mentoring programs and stuff from different kind of people out there. Just find one niche that you want to become the best at, or, like, a leader in, and just go full out. And because the better you are at a certain thing, the more you'll enjoy it. For me, it's just like working in this industry of marketing and stuff like that. It's just like, I'm just super excited about if someone just like, that's the thing, you have to be super excited about the work. And like every single day that I wake up, no matter if it's a good day, if it's a bad day, I just wake up and I'm literally excited about being here. And yeah, some things aren't really that expensive. It's more about just taking the shot and doing the stuff that you always wanted to do. Like, if you want to experience, if you want to like rent a supercar or just to do something like that, like today I've been accidentally just watching a few videos. Accidentally, I mean on purpose, I've been watching a few videos back last year from Dubai, where I just took my friend and I flew him out there. We're just shooting an ad for one campaign that I actually launched a few weeks ago. And it was just so much freaking fun. We rented an SRT Dodge and just rode it across Dubai, just seeing all the cool places, network with some guys. That was a great time. Like, those were great times. Like, looking back, those were great times. From the age of 16, from the age of 15, I started to read them books. I always had a vision of, like, doing great stuff, being in, like, traveling private, like, doing all of these things, many of which have still not come into fruition. I'm just like, okay, great, they have not come into fruition, but at the same time, like, many things have come into fruition. And just being super fixated about achieving a certain thing, and only then living a certain life, I just don't really feel that this makes any sense. Like, in terms of that's the thing, if you actually go and travel to all of these places and like see how the world actually looks like there, and like how it feels like the feeling, the internal feeling that you have from the places, like literally even the US, it's so freaking weird. There's so many people there, which is a great potential, but at the same time, it's just you go into It's super weird, because like, great, you are in the US, you have a great income potential, but at the same time, it's just like, let's say you were living in San Francisco, which is like kind of breaking apart right now. I've been there, I've traveled across the entire city, such a mess, and the people there, first of all, very weird. Some of them, like literally, you have Stanford there, you have great people there as well. Not speaking about that, met a few great people working in some like remote car driving, like automatic car driving, and like seen a lot of nice places as well. But in terms of, for example, health insurance, if anything goes south with your health in the US, you're pretty much just screwed. You have bills for everything, like the bills just for healthcare in the US are just crazy high. Second thing is that it's the society there is, you know, is very harsh in a way that results are very like everyone just, it's a lot about results that you have. Like, if you don't have results, then everyone is very pragmatic, and not sure if that's the right word. Just everyone is, one just wants to take care of himself. What else? not sure if there's anything else. Like, literally, if you just come to Europe, the quality of food, I mean, I'm speaking about Austria. If you come to Austria, I'm actually living in the place or in the city with the highest quality of life for the year 2023. So I'm not sure if I should be kind of bragging about this, but it kind of makes sense. Like, the food here, the quality of the food, you just go into the shops, like, the food is super high quality, super healthy, reasonably priced. You can go out to some nice places here. People are just super encouraging, like, just working towards one goal, or just like advancing, trying to make progress. Even the school system here, like, I've met so many. Like, there was even this one Colombian girl, a very nice one, and in Tampa. She's from Tampa, and in Florida. And we're speaking today we're speaking about a few things here and there when we met, and she told me, like, she spent, or her parents spent, like, $300,000 on her undergrad education in a private school. I was like, holy crap, like, $300,000. Just compare that, like, you don't even have a premier, I mean, like, private schools are great, but at the same time, I'm just literally in one of the, like, the quality, essentially, even the quality of the information might be on a bit higher level, because we have guys from Stanford, MIT, who are, who I'm in a pretty close relationship with, like, professors. And it's pretty much free. You know, I don't have to pay a single dime. Like, I do have to pay, like, $20 a semester, which is nothing. And just, like, compare this, like, $20, it's super safe here. You can travel wherever you want. I mean, these things, compared to the US, where you have to pay, like, crazy amounts even for tuition and everything else. Everything is super expensive. It's just, like, these things, not a lot of people see them, from my point of view. It's great that you have money, but it seems like, if you're living in New York, like, these things come into your mind once you just start reaching people that kind of, like, who live the life you always wanted to live. There was this one guy from LA. He had a huge company. He owned some nice pieces of real estate. I mean, like, the villas in LA were really, really nice, but at the same time, it's just, like, for me, the biggest factor would be, okay, how would I get, I mean, like, you can pay for people just to get your groceries. At the same time, I would just, like, kind of definitely rework the gym there, so that I would actually be able to just go and have workouts at home. But yeah, just, like, there are many things that tie into everything, and the biggest factor for me right now is just, like, really focusing on our overheads that I have. And even big props to a good friend of mine who has essentially, like, just who is even a great mentor of mine. He's 21 years old, one of the most mostly youngest accomplished guys that I know, a really great guy. And he was the guy who told me, like, okay, bro, you have to come to Bali with me in 2022, which was 2 years ago. It's like, okay, I'll do it. Just got rid of all of stuff, like, just raise some capital for the trip. And went there, and it was one of the craziest experiences of my life in terms of, like, we had such a blast together. He actually wanted me to drop out of the university, which I did, or, like, he enticed me, or he even showed me the road, but I decided to drop back in. And I mean, it was a blast. Yeah, so where just to go from here? Have a clear focus about the things you want to achieve. Be willing to say no to many things. Yeah, in terms of the life quality, like, even that's a thing for me. I can't really be focused in Bali. I'm not sure why. Just like that's the thing. You have so many overheads, and it's not just about, like, maximizing the upside, but also minimizing the downside. And for me right now, like, okay, literally, I'm able to focus, like, 80% of my entire everything on work, and it's gonna be even bigger and better, because, okay, Jesus, yeah, like for example, these headphones, just I'm gonna be even purchasing a few incense, like essences that actually will be helping me to focus more. Essence dispenser, then what else? The new desk should be arriving very, very soon. I have a very nice comfy chair. I have these lights. Actually, your environment, you don't even know how much it actually motivates you to work harder. So I just like want to completely revamp this whole building, or like the place where I live in, or at least it's in a decent shape even right now. I mean, like the environment, if you would see like the places where I'm surrounded, it's just super nice. Just walk up the gardens and just pristine, not a lot of traffic. It's the same thing as if I would be living in like nearby Central Park, and like right nearby, right on the university campus, and it's just super freaking nice. So like, yeah, okay, Bali, it's great. You have like, I would go there for the network in the first place, but then just just now stating all the things that I would incur, all the costs that I would incur. First cost being that I would have to take care of my bike, take care of refueling it. I mean, like, this is not a cost at the end of the day. It's also a blast just to travel around, but at the same time, okay, like doing these two things. Then what else? Just going to the gym, traveling to the gym, like 30 minutes there and back, taking care of food. Like, okay, just going somewhere and like ordering food. For me, it's now very efficient that I just go and grab something and just I'm done eating right now. I eat the same thing every single day. Even though right now, like, my diet isn't the best. I would say like I'm fasting for about 16 hours every single day. I would say it's acceptable from a certain point of view in terms of the things that I actually eat. It's called schnitzel, like with a bread roll once a day, and then like two protein drinks, like four protein bars, and I would say like a dozen of apples every single day. Actually, apples are super, super great. They fill you up. Like super great. And in Bali, it's just like even having some great food, like there are bugs and worms inside everything, inside apples. I mean, like, it's gross in many things, in many ways. Then you have to just eat from these dispensaries. I mean, they're good. Like, the quality of food is great there. I'm looking forward to just going there. But yeah, it's just like super freaking weird. And even from my point of view, when you just like come into places like this, in terms of the connections that you create, in many ways, it actually works pretty decently. Like, even the amount of people that I actually met who are decently well off, even like the true friendships that I've created are really, really well. The biggest factor being that is that like when you are in a community, you have to, so to say, assume the role of a leader, like being in the leadership role, that you're like the leader of your life and making conscious decisions. Otherwise, you'll just fall back into the standards of the people you surround yourself with. And I'm not saying that anyone is good or bad or anything like that. Like, for sure not. Like, everyone is living their life, my point of view. And I just kind of like live my life based on my values, based on the things that I want to accomplish. And I have the mentality that I just want to conquer. There's nothing else that brings me more pleasure than just to conquer myself, conquer my fears, just smash through all the limits that I've had in the past. That just like makes me satisfied, because like I'm so to say seeking the respect for myself. And that's even the reason why I'm freaking working 16 hours every single day. I'm not now seeking the most efficiency and being the person who's working 4 hours a day. Even if I've done that, like, okay, if I would achieve great results with that, I would be like, okay, great, man, you made a great job. But right now, based on the circumstances that I'm in, I'm just like literally going to sleep. And the thing that enables me to sleep well is the feeling that I know that there's nothing else that I could have done that day to come up with a better outcome. At the same time, like right now speaking, the past 3 days, I've just like been so much freaking scattered around the things that I'm actually working on. It's a lot. Like, definitely have just one vision that you're pursuing and just go all after it. I mean, it's just like, I would say that the best, the most important thing a person can gain is education. Even from my point of view, I'm just listening to all these different videotapes, audio tapes every single day, for hours and hours and hours, and so like looking at different points of view on the same thing from like this view, just creating, even in the market or in the industry where I'm in right now. Just having access to education. I read so many books, like literally so many books, and now I'm more focusing on reading the same books more and more, again and again, and just having a decent perspective. Like, that's the thing, I read perhaps like 350 books, I would say 300, I'm not sure. I have like 207 titles on Audible right now, and I'm gonna perhaps add even a few more. Yeah, I'm adding them very, very fast. So, okay, give me a sec. Cool. Just looking at a few messages here and there. I just really feel that, like that feeling, even though everyone says that, like that feeling of, okay, you're gonna achieve something and then you'll feel happy is a fleeting mentality from a certain point of view. What's interesting is that rarely did I feel happy in the moment, but when I just look back at those specific moments in my life, I just like kind of feel like, okay, great, it's like they're just, so to say, gone, and I'm pretty satisfied with the way how like those things actually turned out. You have so freaking much in life, like so freaking much, and there's just so much things to do, but not enough time. So like, way better just to focus on one thing, become the best freaking person in the world just in one specific thing, and then just rolling with that. And in terms of even like, for me, it's like elimination is the way, like eliminating, okay, I'm just gonna wear the same things every single day, I'm just gonna eat the same things every single day, I'm gonna eliminate all social contact from my life, like not all, but like majority, 95% of all other things that actually work, and education, and just living in a strict monk mode. I'm gonna eliminate 95% or 90% of all the exercises I've been doing before, just to like focus on very efficient workouts every single day, or like 6 times a week. That's great. Like, that's even if you just kind of understand it in this way, that like from my point of view, it's just you're gonna get so much more, so freaking much more, if you just, let's say, go ahead and rent like, big caveats to everything. From the age of 15, when I was just starting out, when I was like searching for a vision in my life, I literally didn't know what I was just searching for, aiming for, striving for. I just kind of like wanted to get out of the life that I've been living there and then. And I told myself, or like, I created a vision of myself, of the person who I wanted to become. Like, I want to be speaking before 20,000 people. I didn't know like I want to be at 8 figures. I want to like just do these things, flying private, like just really big goals, because those were the goals that actually ignited the fire inside me. I've changed so freaking much within a period of a few months. And also a big goal that I had was just like, okay, I just freaking want to be in LA and with a view of the entire city, and I actually wanted to own that place. Literally, like, I mean, it's a bolder vision. But who cares? And last year that I've been in LA, I got a chance. I mean, I created a chance for myself just to go ahead and just have a look at that place. And when I've been there, I actually triggered a bunch of them. I mean, it was one of the most pristine communities in the entire world. With that being said, comparing that to all the benefits that I actually received back here, for example, even in my hometown, I'm not sure if that would be the thing that would actually be worth it at the end of the day. Just go achieve. I mean, achievement is great. Like, I literally all the things I've done in the past and achieved, there's, you feel so freaking great about them. Like, getting to European championships, being super jacked, driving Lambos at the age of 19, doing so much freaking fun. Like, just filling up huge conferences of people, speaking on the stages in front of like 1,000 people. What else I've done? Getting to one of the best universities in the world, meeting people from Stanford, from Harvard, from MIT. It's so much freaking fun just to win. And yeah, even like the way how I currently want to have it planned is that, like, my big goal is to just kind of hit 10,000 hours. In terms of, I just kind of want to get on the right track, and I just really now feel that this is the right time just to go hard, just to really double down on the things I've been working in the past, because in the last 5 years I've been just literally just testing few things here and there. I've been in so many industries that I can hardly even count it. I've been in selling insurance, like doing a lot of stuff, and I just now really want to just focus and double down on what's working. And even in terms of finishing the university, I just really feel that now is the great time to do that. At the same time, acknowledging one thing, and if you just take one thing from this entire episode, is just that, first off, right now in the moment, like, just if you close your eyes, or if you just become more conscious of your body, there won't be a single time in your entire life where you will feel better than you can feel right now. And that's a great point, because like, we as human beings are just pursuing pleasure, and we just feel that, okay, like, there's gonna be one phone where everything will be set up. And if you just kind of acknowledge that, okay, there's not gonna be a single point in the future where you just feel more better than you can feel right now, it's gonna hit strong. At the same time, there's this one saying that if you feel happy, you shouldn't strive to be happier. Or if you feel happy, you shouldn't strive to feel happier. And that kind of hit hard for me. I've read it like 3 years ago, and it's still stuck in my mind, because we still feel like, okay, like, there's going to be this one thing, and if I just do this or have this or have this, like, I'm going to feel happier. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, live in the moment. Enjoy. In terms of volume and like enjoyment and stuff, like, it's the same stuff as with overconsumption. Like, great, you have food, you eat food. You want to have experiences. Pursuing experiences is great, but at the same time, like, just, okay, food is great. Like, pursuing women is great. Now, just, like, literally spending 10 years doing that, not sure if that's the best bet. Rather just like focus your time on something that's going to be worth in the next 10 years. Worth it. Building your background, your skill set, just building a rock solid foundation based on what you'll then build everything on top of. Yeah, if you just kind of like go, I really feel that there's, and also, yeah, big point here, very big one. Like, this is also kind of tied to the one thing that you should definitely take away, or like, if there would be just one thing, definitely take away this one, is that, like, kind of, I would say, like, the luxurious lifestyle is kind of overrated nowadays. And luxurious life, like, okay, you just feel that you're just going to live such a better life when you're going to have a Rolls Royce, when you're going to, I actually tried all of these cars out, or when you're going to, do this, when you're gonna be surrounded by famous people, when you're gonna be like flying. I mean, I haven't flown private yet, so I can confirm that. I mean, for sure, you want to strive for that. Even I'm striving for that. But at the same time, it's just like there's so many things, even with your current skills, with your current level of income, that you can do in the world. Like so many things right now that you literally have no excuses for not doing the things you always wanted to do. And I, very similarly, like the best, I mean, not sure if the best, when you're super jacked, or when you have a six pack, when you're taking care of your body for the past 9 years straight, and just kind of building the momentum, which I'm going to be speaking about even in a few moments, is that you kind of have this big negative, how do you say that? Negative pendulum. Pendulum sounds better. Hopefully it's right. Yeah, negative pendulum. And which means that for me, I literally get more pleasure out of not eating an unhealthy food rather than eating it and then having the mental regret that I actually wrecked my physique. And from my point of view, it's kind of like, great, I'm going to rather incur the pain of being hungry, which is good because you have creativity. Now I didn't eat for like 6 or 7 hours, maybe even 8. I just feel so freaking great. I'm super energetic. I have so much energy, even though it's 2:30 a.m. Going to be 3 a.m. soon. Woke up at like 8. So that's the first thing, just elimination. In terms of, yeah, Rolls Royces, lifestyles, I mean, it's... Even living a decent life is such a privilege, because you don't have... You're not incurring any of the debt. You just like literally do whatever the heck you want. You go out whenever you want to go out. No one knows you. Like even right now, like, okay, you would just feel that, okay, there would be just one thing that like I would like some stupid stuff, like some stupid things that I would like to do that would just bring me so much freaking happiness and everything like that. For me right now, like for example, just going back and seeing my sister and just being there with her for her birthday, or just like going into cinema. Literally, I haven't watched a movie for like 4 months right now. Like going to the cinema and just seeing a movie, that would be like, the biggest shot of dopamine for me. And that's like, even like in terms of a going on a vacation, you just feel like, okay, there's going to be this one point where you want to go on a vacation and stay there for a long period of time. Just after 7 days, the entire vacation mentality evaporates and you just want to freaking get back to work because we were meant to work, or at least on something. I'm that kind of a type, that a person just really want to achieve. A person who really inspires me is, for example, Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. Like, okay, LeBron had 40K points a few days ago. Like, that's something. You just, like, what's the main point of the game? The main point, like, okay, you're winning, great. What's the point of the game? Like, just to keep winning. That's the name of the game. You just wake up, you train hard, you work on stuff. Then you have, for example, a few places or spots here and there just to mess around with people, and that's it. I'm gonna, like, I've not been a big part in, like, just networking and stuff like that, but, like, literally the thing that I'm gonna implement very, very soon is just, like, dinners and stuff like that. Just going out with people for dinners, even though I'm not likely gonna eat in it. Maybe I'm gonna eat something, but just literally being with people on dinners, having other people take care of you, and that's great. Yeah. Okay, we're recording this for 1 hour already. It's the longest episode that I have here. Never mind. I'm just like literally enjoying this stuff. So the last thing here is, at least my point of view on this entire thing called life, is that at the end of the day, or at the end of this entire thing, you're just gonna like trying to live without regrets. It's just, I would say that it's a fleeting concept, because for sure, if you just compare your life, even your life right now, to the life of people, for example, your grandparents, and the life they have lived, it's disproportionately better. Because, like, for example, both of my grandfathers were born during the World War II. My grand-grandfather, the father of my grandfather, he has fought in World War II. And it's just literally seeing all the innovation and everything else, all the things that we treat as normal today. Like, you just have headphones that have no cable, like literally have no cable. They're listening to you. You can record yourself from your laptop. You have so many cameras all around the place. You can just like be on a computer, have answer to any question anytime you want. You have an AI assistant that just creates for you anything you want immediately. You have access to all education, all materials, everything you want. Access to all people. You can contact them right away for zero cost. You can travel the entire world. You have no communism here, because both of my grandfathers, even my parents, were brought up during communism until the age of like 16 or 18 or something like that, 15. And like, just okay, great, you can travel, you can do whatever the heck you want, like, great. That's an upgrade. And at the end of the day, like, okay, I'm gonna live a certain type of life, or even you might live a certain type of life, but then the next 200 years, or for example, if you're gonna have children, then they will likely live a way better life than you've lived, because the technology, everything else will be just so much freaking advanced. And once they will hit the age of 21, they'll be just so much freaking further ahead than you've been. And even I can see that on my sister. She's currently 12 and she's been brought up at a different age. She's 10 years younger than I am, and she's been brought up in such a different age than I've been. And even I remember that my first phone, like, you had just these big Nokia phones that were just... I remember the first time my dad bought an iPhone. It was like 2009 and 2010, I'm not sure. It was just the iPhone 3GS. I remember him bringing it back home. It was like the most exciting thing. I started playing video games there right away. And yeah, I mean, like, just trying to be perfect is a game you can't win. Trying to live a perfect... Like, that's the thing even right now. Like, right now, compare your life right now, today, even if you aren't living the best life that's out there, to a life of the... Like, let's say of a... Even the... Like, one of the richest people in the world in 1924. And you are so... friggin' so much wealthier today than he's been. And that's the thing, that okay, like, regardless of how this is gonna turn up, if you just show up and put everything there, just leave everything on the table and just live your life like a blast, like, that's even the mentality that I have. I don't have a mentality that I'm okay, just gonna be full focus on work and not do anything else in my life. Like, no, I freaking wanna enjoy myself. I wanna do some stuff. But for me, like, right now, it's more about just having more experiences and exploring more. That's the reason why I wanna travel to more countries, even contribute to more growth. And as the groundwork or of everything, I just really see the education there. Because if you have education, you know which direction you should go, even where we're going as humanity. I mean, like, many things can go wrong, many things can go south. At the end of the day, like, okay, you just, the thing that happened in Ukraine, if that wouldn't have happened, we might have been further, or even in terms of like their development and stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna leave you here with this. It's gonna be 3 a.m. soon. I just need to grab at least a few hours of sleep. They're just literally in the last few days. I feel kind of great recording this video for you, because sometimes the more I give, the more I share of all the things that have helped me, and just being very generous in terms of my time here with you. I mean, at the end of the day, I really feel that like these sessions are kind of even helping me myself, since I'm just kind of like reprocessing all the information, even like finding a few snippets that I can touch up on from a different point of view. Yeah, so I'm just going to leave it with this here. And I just literally have so many different kind of things. I'm getting back to school while I just have so much freaking going on in the past 1.5 months that I'm 5 weeks that I've just been fully focused on business. I just like literally now to need to structure everything and creating new tax structures and rethinking what I'm going to move to Dubai and like my entire company there and everything else. Like just hiring new people, posting content on social media, like so much stuff that I can't even, I barely know what I'm working on, but that's the thing, like, okay, just freaking enjoy it. It's a blast. And just do stuff that excites you. Oh, Jesus. It's 3 a.m. I received so many freaking messages on Slack. Never mind. Cool, guys. It was great speaking to you. Keep crushing it, guys. I'm your biggest fan. If you have any questions or anything else, just shoot me a message on Instagram. Curious about where you're in your life, where you're on your journey. And let's just keep crushing this. Some days you feel bad, some days you feel good. If you just kind of keep making the progress every single day, at least in terms of the efficiency that you have, you're going to eventually get very, very far ahead. And then just kind of like keep doing what you're doing. That's the thing for me. At least like literally working 9 to 5 is a very bad destination. So yeah, escape the matrix. I'm like in retreat right now. Yeah, guys, catch you.